This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Facebook and Twitter. These are confirmed reports, congressional record, that the U.S. government, the FBI and others, in fact, we got an FBI whistleblower in studio next hour. He can talk about this as well, that the FBI and the U.S. government was censoring information on those platforms. So why now is Elon Musk's Twitter or X under so much scrutiny? Because they don't control Elon Musk. Now, this is not necessarily a word of approval or support of Elon Musk. I do an ongoing approval rating. He's been sitting at 50% approval rating for me for a long time. He's about to go to 51 with some of his latest comments and the fact that the deep state is after him so hard. But why is Europe threatening to shut off X? Why is the U.S. government investigating all three of Elon Musk's major companies, Tesla, SpaceX, and Twitter slash X? Because they don't control him, and they don't control his companies, and he's pro-human, and he's pro-free speech. And so you can, look, believe me, I get it. Elon Musk puts out this tweet. This was Monday, and it says, verifying verification, talking about their verification process. Folks, I'm in the middle of a lawsuit with X. In fact, I'm about to subpoena X for information because my digital identity is being stolen there because they have verified a fake Owen Schroyer, but they don't let me back on there. So believe me, I'm at the forefront of dealing with the issues that still remain at Twitter, just like Alex Jones. So I'm at the forefront here of dealing with the 5% bad that still goes on at Twitter, where they allow my digital identity to be stolen and me to be defamed. But still, I can put myself out of the equation and say Twitter is still 95% free speech and far and beyond and above any other social media when it comes to this. And if it wasn't for Twitter slash X, a lot of the information that we're seeing, whether it's out of Israel or Palestine or anywhere else, you wouldn't be getting it. A lot of the information we got out of Maui. If the federal government still ran Twitter and the left still ran Twitter, you wouldn't be getting it. If the federal government and the left still ran Twitter, they wouldn't let you know about the Biden laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop. So that's what this is really all about. Why is the EU trying to shut X slash Twitter down? Because they don't control it. Same thing here in the United States. Why is the government going after Elon Musk's companies and investigating Elon Musk with all his different institutions? Because they don't control him and they don't control his social media company, and that drives them wild. These are totalitarian control freaks. That is the left, whether it's the American left or any left throughout world history. That's communism. That's socialism. That's fascism. That's the political left. So they're saying, oh, you're disseminating illegal content. I mean, this is just so only the mainstream news, only the government approved news should be allowed to show you war information. But let's just put everything into perspective here, shall we? And I don't really know too much about this as far as Twitter or X is concerned, but I think we all know that on the internet, some of the most graphic, when it comes to pornographic sexual content, can be found all over the internet, and I'm sure it's all over X too. But that's all good. That's part of destroying humanity, is with all the pornography. But if you want to get the truth about war and what's going on and Elon Musk shares it, then that must be shut down.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us a number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, as I get back into this war propaganda and we tail off of the Elon Musk news here, isn't it funny? It just shows you how political debate and conversation in America and really the world is just not serious. Where the ADL goes after Elon Musk and they say he's anti-Semitic, which is total BS. But then you have actual members of Congress that are extremely anti-Semitic. And I'll get into that news later. Like Ilhan Omar or like Rashida Tlaib or the Jihad Squad. Black Lives Matter comes out and makes a pro-Palestine statement. They call for the genocide of Jews. And the ADL says nothing. Says nothing. So this is how unserious the political conversation in America is. The American left calls conservatives Nazis. The American left calls the American right Nazis. And then the American left goes full anti-Semitic and supports the genocide of Jews. And the ADL has nothing to say except criticize the American right, as the American right says we should support Israel at all costs. I mean, this is unserious political conversation. This is three-ring circus, clown show, MK Ultra brainwashing political conversation. Again, you try to make sense of that. The American left says the American right are Nazis. Then the American left goes full on to support Palestine and the genocide of Jews. And meanwhile, the American right is saying support Israel at all costs. Figure that out if you can. No, that's how propaganda works. That's how brainwashing works. And it just shows you how the entire operation over there at the ADL is nothing more than a political front for left-wing politics. Because they have nothing to say about Black Lives Matter. They stand with Palestine. They have nothing. They stand with Hamas. They have nothing to say about Rashida Tlaib and the rest of the Jihad Squad that stands with Hamas and Palestine. Nothing to say about that. But they'll say right-wingers are anti-Semitic, even though right-wingers are the ones saying we fully support Israel at all costs. So imagine that. You come out and you say, I support Israel and the Jewish state at all costs, and the ADL says, you're a Nazi, you're anti-Semitic. And then the ADL promotes Black Lives Matter and Democrat Party values that are actually anti-Semitic. This is not a serious political conversation. This is propaganda. This is mind control. Let me stop right there. We're not going to be on air if it's not for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are doing these flash sales now that you should take advantage of. The flash sale on the Real Red Pill Plus yesterday, 40% off. That's over. That's done. But we have a new flash sale for you. These flash sales going for 24 hours. So if you are a fan of DNA Force Plus, which I am a big fan, it is a staple of my supplement pantry. and it is the elite flagship supplement of InfoWarsStore.com. The flash sale today is DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Flash sale, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Get it while it lasts. Learn all about it. DNA Force Plus is the perfect formula to help you support optimal energy levels while adapting your body to handle the daily bombardment of toxins. We know it's important to supplement your body with the most potent bioavailable antioxidants. That's why DNA Force Plus has exactly what you need to provide your cells with protection. Some of the powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include Elevate Pea, Ancient Peat and Apple Extract, PQQ, CoQ10, Organic Reishi, and so much more. There's never been a better time to get this incredible product, DNA Force Plus, 50% off, flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the elite flagship supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. I take two DNA Force Plus every morning. I take two DNA Force Plus every night for cellular energy production and telomere support. You're just not getting it anywhere else. DNA Force Plus, 50% off flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this while supplies last. And, of course, also, as I tease, there's going to be big Alex Jones news coming up soon. It might be tonight. It might be tomorrow. I'm kind of expecting it to drop tonight, but we're not sure. But let's just say, Alex, you know, he's been missing from the studio here for a couple days. He's going to be back before the end of the week. But it's going to be groundbreaking stuff when you find out what he's been up to. But also groundbreaking stuff from Alex Jones. The new book, The Great Awakening. This is the follow-up to The Great Reset. It's The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also get your autographed copy by Alex Jones exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is how we fund ourselves. This is a fundraiser. So when Alex Jones sits over there on the other side of the studio and signs thousands of these, that's so we can fund this operation. So the signed copy of Alex's new book, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the collectors out there, you want to complete your collection. You already got the signed copy of The Great Reset. Get your signed copy of The Great Awakening. Limited supplies. The latest Alex Jones book, now available, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Support InfoWars. Support free speech. Keep us on the air. Now, getting back to the war propaganda. So you've got conflicting reports, obviously, with all of this. Hamas denies false media reports about targeting civilians and attacking children. And again, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what not to believe. What I know is that this centuries-old holy war is now reaching our cities and our streets, and that really upsets me. And that's what I get emotional about. Yeah, it's sad what's going on in the Middle East. It's sad what goes on in all these different war-torn countries. That's why I'm grateful to be in America. That's why I'm grateful and proud to be an American citizen where I can have peace and prosperity. Now, that's all under threat by the Democrats right now. But it's funny as I see the pro-Palestinian protesters, and I'm going to dig more into this on the other side. But it's funny, I see all the pro-Palestinian protesters, I see all the pro-Israel protesters, you fled your war-torn, dangerous countries to come to America to experience peace and prosperity, and where is your appreciation of that? And now you want to bring your holy war to our streets, and you want to call for genocide of people on our streets? And this is only allowed to happen because of the political correct cucking of the American and the politically correct cucking of the Christian. American Christians should not be putting up with this. Oh, Israeli flags all over the streets. Oh, Palestinian flags all over the streets. Where are the American flags? Where is your appreciation that you can flee your war-torn countries and come to America in a Christian nation and experience peace and prosperity? Where is your appreciation? I'm not seeing it. I'm not hearing it. I just hear hatred. And American Christians have nothing to say because they've been cucked by political correctness. And look at the church now. Look at the church now. You go to your local church, it's likely supporting all the LGBTQ plus leftist propaganda. You go to your local church now, it's promoting all the open borders propaganda. You go to your church now, it's promoting coexist and being tolerant of Islam and everything else. Hey, that's all fine, that's all good, but let's not forget, why do you flee your war-torn country? Because you want to come to the Christian nation of the United States of America to experience peace and prosperity. And then you take it for granted, and you bring your holy war to our streets, and we're supposed to sit here and take it? Well, unfortunately, that's exactly what's going on. But the war is now expanding, ladies and gentlemen. The war is now expanding, and I hope it doesn't reach our streets. But the culture war certainly is. Let's hope it doesn't get violent. But I'm going to get more into that on the other side. I'm going to show you how this war is expanding. I'm going to show you what Americans are really concerned about now. And I'm going to show you all the videos of all the pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian protests happening in our streets, facing off in our streets.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Focusing on the stuff going on the other side of the planet, even though it is in our backyards now, and I will explain that, but I'm going to have to call a bit of an audible here because we have breaking news. And guys, since I'm calling this audible too, will you see if John Kirby, that pathetic fop, is still doing his press conference? He was supposed to be live at noon. It's now 12:20 here Central Time. It was 1 Eastern. I haven't seen any news about anything he said or done as far as the press conference was concerned. When Joe Biden was supposed to do the press conference, he showed up 90 minutes late, took no questions from the press. I've got some news on that, too. But, guys, just let's see if John Kirby did end up speaking to the press or not. But here's the breaking news. Again, I fall victim to the thing I'm warning you about today. So they still haven't started it. So they're over 20 minutes late. That's just par for the course. We have big news today. This is breaking. A new speaker has been elected in the House, and it is Steve Scalise. So breaking news, Republicans nominate Steve Scalise for House Speaker over Jim Jordan. He won a 113-99 vote over Jim Jordan. Needs more GOP support to win on the floor. However, I don't suspect it will be too much of an uphill battle, maybe at most 2 or 3 votes. The Freedom Caucus, or you might say the Matt Gaetz-led wing of the anti-establishment right, might put up a little fight to get some promises out of Steve Scalise, but I suspect there'll be enough pressure just to get a speaker in that they'll be a little more lenient, and I suspect Steve Scalise will be the next speaker of the House. Now, I don't want to get too much into what I think about that, because even though I was very anti-McCarthy, I said, let's give Kevin McCarthy a shot. We gave him a shot. He went over, and so now he's out. So I'm willing to give Steve Scalise a shot. I suspect that he will be able to get the votes and become the speaker. There might be a bit of an uphill battle or struggle. The Freedom Caucus or the Matt Gaetz anti-establishment right may have to get some promises to get their votes. But I suspect that this should probably go down relatively painlessly. Now, here's what's interesting to me about this. And again, you want to see how the media propaganda works? You want to see how the media slant and bias works in America? Steve Scalise might be the greatest example. Because many people probably don't even know this. Many people probably don't even know who James Hodgkinson is. In fact, you in the audience might not know who James Hodgkinson is. In fact, I don't even know the date of that attempted mass murder. But I certainly know the date of January 6th. So, guys, let's do this. Pull up the story of James Hodgkinson, the Democrat who tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder of Republicans. Steve Scalise got shot that day. And I don't even know the date. So, guys, let's have the date of that. So, June 14th, thank you very much. I believe that's also Trump's birthday and Flag Day. So, of course, a Democrat tries to commit a mass shooting on Flag Day. But did you know? Did you know that a Democrat named James Hodgkinson traveled from Missouri to Washington, D.C. to commit a mass shooting and a mass murder of Republicans? Did you know that? No, you didn't, probably. The left doesn't know it, or they want to be in denial of it, or they want to cover it up, and they have. But imagine, all the hype, all the propaganda, all the lies, all the fear-mongering about January 6th, not a single person on January 6th had a gun. Not a single person on January 6th got shot except Ashley Babbitt, whose birthday would have been yesterday. Her 38th birthday would have been yesterday, but she was shot and killed by a police officer. The Democrats celebrated that one, by the way. George Floyd overdoses on drugs, dies in police custody, resisting arrest. He's the good guy. Police officer shoots an unarmed woman and veteran in the Capitol. She dies. He's the good guy. So, again, it just shows you how the left standards, they have no standards. It's just all bias. It's all hierarchy. But imagine that. June 14th. Nobody knows why June 14th, 2017 is an important date in D.C. history. Nobody knows the names James Hodgkinson, because that's the bias of the American media. A Democrat can literally attempt a mass murder. A Democrat can literally attempt a mass shooting, a mass murder, and the media covers it up. And the media tells you that a grandmother, a doctor, a veteran, a journalist, waving an American flag, chanting USA, those are the real criminals. That's the real threat to America. Not a Democrat who tried to kill and murder dozens of Republicans. Luckily, he was a Democrat, so he was a bad shot, I guess. And he didn't kill anybody, but he did shoot multiple people, including Steve Scalise. And now Steve Scalise is the Speaker of the House. Now, I wonder if the fact that the Democrats tried to murder Steve Scalise and the Democrats and their friends in the media tried to cover up the attempted murder of Steve Scalise and how the media doesn't want you to know about June 14th, 2017 and James Hodgkinson, I wonder if Steve Scalise is going to bring that with him to his role as Speaker of the House. I wonder. Because you'd think if you're Steve Scalise and you had a Democrat try to commit a mass murder and you got shot, that you would have a pretty good recognition of what the Democrat Party represents. And when you saw the mass media and the Democrat Party ignore that and cover it up, you'd think you'd have a pretty good idea of what the Democrat Party represents. But I suppose we shall find out if and when Steve Scalise officially becomes Speaker of the House. But I do think it's worth reiterating one more time. On June 14th, 2017, a Democrat tried to commit a mass murder and a mass shooting of Republicans in Washington, D.C. Did you hear about that in the media? Did they make a big deal about that in the media? Did they cover that for days or years in the media? Did the Democrat Party disavow that attempted mass murder? Did they talk about their own gunman when they talk about Second Amendment rights being infringed upon? Of course they didn't. And it's yet another example of left-wing bias, left-wing media control, left-wing propaganda, and left-wing hierarchy. When a liberal Democrat goes to Washington, D.C. to commit a mass murder, that's okay. When a liberal Democrat goes to Washington, D.C. to commit a mass shooting, they don't talk about it. But if your grandma goes to Washington, D.C. and waves an American flag, she's an insurrectionist. If a journalist goes to Washington, D.C. to cover a historical event, he's going to be arrested. If a veteran goes to Washington, D.C. to execute her First Amendment rights, she gets shot and killed, and they celebrate. But when a Democrat goes to Washington, D.C. to commit a mass shooting, mass murder, they don't talk about it, they don't humanize it, they don't care. What more do you need to know about the political left? And will Steve Scalise bring that with him to his role as Speaker of the House?
Last year we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Now, Greg Reese has a channel on band.video and puts together some of the most powerful reports. We air them on the show here all the time. And I started the show with one Greg Reese report, and this report is so powerful that Alex has asked me to air it again to make sure the audience sees and hears it. Now, this is some of the most esoteric information, deep dive, information that you're going to get from the great Greg Reese. You can find it and share it from band.video. Three world wars to usher in a one world religion from Greg Reese at band.video.
The infamous Albert Pike letter to Mazzini, known as the Illuminati Plan for Three World Wars, was allegedly written by Albert Pike in 1871. The letter outlines a plan to foment three world wars in an attempt to take over the world. It is claimed that the letter was on display in the British Museum Library until 1977, but the British Museum denies this claim. Some suggest that the use of the word Nazism in 1871 proves that the letter is a fraud, and others say the same about Zionism. But Zionism existed back then. Zionism was made official in the late 1800s as a non-religious nationalist movement arguing that the Bible was proof that Jews had a lawful claim to the land of Palestine, an area that was currently inhabited by a population that has lived there relatively peacefully for centuries. Around the alleged writing of this Albert Pike letter, Jews began immigrating to Palestine with the intention of someday creating a state of Israel, which did not happen until 1948, after World War II and the creation of the United Nations. Albert Pike joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. By 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite's Southern Jurisdiction and remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the rest of his life. He was definitely aware of Zionism, and if this Illuminati plan is true, then his use of the word Nazi is plausible. Either way, the letter is worth a read, and the closer we get to the end game, the more accurate this letter appears to be. The Illuminati plan for three world wars. The first world war must be brought about in order to overthrow the czars in Russia and make that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. After the war, communism will be used to destroy other governments and weaken the religions. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and political Zionism is strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough to balance Christendom, which would be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islam. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Whoever wrote this letter had the vision to see where this is all going. By manipulating our beliefs and emotions, mankind has been herded into these wars like cattle to the slaughter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
There you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The latest Greg Reese report. Download it, share it far and wide. Man, that's just powerful stuff from the great Greg Reese. Think about it like this, too. Greg Reese was once just a member of the InfoWars audience, just a great American patriot, veteran. And he submitted for a challenge we did, a report, and it was so good we decided to go ahead and hire him. And, I mean, talk about the talent pool in our audience that we were able to get Greg Reese to now be a contributor at band.video. So just that's just big credit to the audience. You guys are incredible. I know there's so many people so well-informed, so talented just in this audience. In fact, it motivates me to find some time to take phone calls today because I'll be back hosting the War Room as well, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. So I'm going to make sure I can devote some time to the phone lines today to get the great, wonderfully talented audience to weigh in on all things that are going on right now. Agree with me, disagree with me, we like it all. And so I'm going to make sure I dedicate some time to that on the War Room today. But nonetheless, the great Greg Reese, band.video. Now, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're able to have Greg Reese at band.video. We're able to even have band.video so that these transmissions can still be on the air every day. So please continue to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. But let me just tell you, you see that report, you realize how drastic things could get, how desperate things might be, and the threat of a world war, a nuclear war, very real stuff. So how are you getting prepared? Let's not be like the dodo bird here and think we have no predators. Let's not be like the dodo bird here and be so naive that we are somehow above and beyond what has happened to so many great nation states in human history with the rise and fall. Folks, you better be prepared for the worst. You'd rather be prepared and not need it than not be prepared and then need it. And emergency food supplies, this needs to be at the top of your list. And I know for myself, even I've got myself prepared in many ways, and even I'm kind of looking at this now like, well, do I need to do more? Do I need to double down? Get your storable food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We went out and found the highest quality storable foods at the lowest price. That's the nexus we found. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this isn't just the high-quality food that you could open it up and eat it as soon as it gets there. It's also the high-quality storage containers that it comes in. It's the most high-quality storage containers as well. So it's the high-quality food and the high-quality storage containers ready to be stored. So ready to be eaten or ready to be stored. Either way, InfoWarsStore.com is your source. The 12-month supply, the 6-month supply, the 3-month supply, and everything else in between 25 years of shelf life. So get yourself prepared with emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Support yourself and support free speech and the InfoWar in the process. Okay, when we come back, I'll get into how this centuries-old holy war is now reaching the streets of America, and it really should be upsetting. It upsets me, but I'll lay it all out for you coming back on the other side of this break. It's the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Escalation in the Middle East is already going on. It's not just Israel. It's not just the Gaza Strip. It's Syria. It's Jordan. It's Lebanon. It's potentially Egypt. Syria launches missiles on Golan Heights as U.S. begins surging defense aid to Israel. They're also announcing in Congress there's going to be a new defense aid going for Israel, Ukraine, and they're already gearing up. I guess they're expecting something in Taiwan soon because they're already saying they're going to send defense packages to Taiwan as well. Hey, you can't afford a home, you can't afford a car, you can't afford groceries, you can't afford to put gas in your car, but we got plenty of money for war. How does that feel, American? How does that feel? Well, I think we got a pretty good idea. And let's remember, historically speaking, in times of economic distress, the government sends us to war. And so the rich men, the warmongers, the defense contractors, and all their stockholders, They're not poor, so they don't have to go to war to make money, but the poor people do. So yet again, it'll be another example of the poor people having to go fight the rich man's war. And it looks like this reality might already be sitting in. Americans searching, will I get drafted to war, hits highest levels since Iraq in 2007 surge amid World War III threat. Americans searching, will I get drafted to war, highest levels in 15 years. Joe Biden's America. So you're getting crushed economically, and now you're concerned you're going to be drafted to war. Or you're thinking, that might be my only option to make a paycheck and make a living is to go to war. Into the meat grinder. War is a Racket, Smedley Butler, 1942. I suggest you read it. And, you know, I think about those destroyer ships that the U.S. has sent right outside the Gaza Strip. And it breaks my heart. I've got military in my family. My grandparents. And I'm a patriotic American, but, you know, I see them sending that destroyer ship right outside the Gaza Strip, and I just think, man, it's unfortunate because the U.S. military, the Army's older than the country. And some of the best Americans are in the Marines and the Navy and everything else. But, I mean, I could not in good conscience encourage anybody to join the military because they'll send you to die, period. Your commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, and the military-industrial complex will send you to die for a different political agenda that has nothing to do with the United States of America. And when I see them sending that ship out to the Gaza Strip like sitting ducks, like lambs to the slaughter, it makes me sick. I feel bad. We've got great veterans that tune in here. We've got great active duty that tune in here. You're some of the best Americans this country has to offer. And it breaks my heart that the U.S. government uses you like cannon fodder. Breaks my heart. But it's the truth. And they've done it before and they'll do it again. Mayor of New York warns of terror attack by lone wolves radicalized by Hamas. Well, how did they get into that country? How did the lone wolf attackers get into the United States of America? Oh, that's right, Democrat open border policies and Democrat sanctuary city policies. That's how. So, again, it's Democrat Party policy, foreign policy and domestic policy that has led to the threat of terror attacks in the United States of America. And now they're saying that this Friday is going to be a day of bloodshed for jihad, for radical Islam. Hamas leader and founding member of Khaled Mashal calls for global Muslim uprising, asking for Muslims' blood and souls to be sacrificed for Palestine this upcoming Friday of Al-Aqsa flood. Now, I have Christians that reach out to me and say, oh, Owen, this is biblical, and this is why we have to support the Jews. Well, I disagree, and I'm not saying that it's not biblical and that this isn't biblical prophecy or that biblical prophecy won't be fulfilled. But again, I'm a Christian American. I don't want to see bloodshed of innocent people, and I don't want to see a holy war in my country from a holy war centuries years old on the other side of the planet over a holy site that is not mine. And now they say this Friday is going to be a global Muslim uprising. And how could it be? Oh, the irony. U.S. lawmakers introduced bill to provide $2 billion for Israel's air defense. So Israel gets $2 billion for their air defense. Israel gets $2 billion from the United States of America. You know, the Israeli lobby probably has billions of dollars. That's how they buy Congress. Why don't they support their own air defense? No, they buy Congress, and then they steal our money to support their own air defense. But, okay, Israel gets a strong air defense. Israel gets a strong border. Israel's sovereignty matters. What about ours? Biden welcomed 4 million illegal immigrants in the last 26 months. 4 million illegal immigrants in the last 26 months under Joe Biden. $2 billion to secure our border? No. $2 billion to secure Israel's border? Yes. Border Patrol confirms significant numbers of Syrians and Pakistanis, amongst others from the Middle East, pouring into Arizona, Texas, New Mexico. Illegal aliens robbed by fellow illegal immigrants during multiple attacks near New York City migrant shelters. So now we've got an illegal immigrant invasion with criminals on our streets. And we've got Palestinians and pro-Israel protesters squaring off in the streets. In a Christian nation of America, we now have the ancient Jews versus Arabs, Islam versus Judaism, Israel versus Palestine, all, whatever you want to slice it and dice it. Now that's in our streets, a Christian nation of America that took them all in and said, you want peace and prosperity, you can come here. And then they bring their holy war to our country. We'll get into what you're seeing on the screen here in a second. But first, you don't believe me? Here's longtime warmonger and likely blackmailed politician Lindsey Graham. World War III alert. Neocons Lindsey Graham, Liz Cheney all call for Biden to bomb Iran. Listen to what Lindsey Graham says here in clip 14.
We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place.
We are in a holy war, says Lindsey Graham. And then level the Gaza Strip. So, okay, you call for genocide against Palestinians. So what happens when somebody calls for genocide against Americans? Is that not equal play? What happens when the people in Palestine that you call to be genocided, say they want to genocide the Jews? Is that not equal play, Lindsey Graham? And Lindsey Graham says, we are in a holy war. Are you a Christian in a holy war right now? Do you, a Christian, have any hate in your heart for any other religious group? Do you want to be fighting or bombing any religious group? Do you want to be engaged in any genocide against a religious group? I didn't know Christians were in a holy war. I didn't realize the United States of America was in a holy war. But according to Lindsey Graham, we are. So I got an idea. Hey, Lindsey, why don't you go over and fight? I love all these big talkers. You sit in the peace and prosperity of the United States of America, and you talk a big game, and you want other people's sons and daughters to die. It's like Ben Shapiro. Hey, Ben, why don't we fight? I know, Ben Shapiro, you got plenty of money. Hey, Ben, why don't you and Lindsey Graham hop on a private jet and you go fight the holy war then? No, you won't do it because you're cowards. You're big mouths. You want other people to fight your war. You want other people to die for your holy war. By the way, there are people that are going over to Israel right now that are trying to flee the other hostages. There are people that are flying over, like Corey Mills, who are in Israel now trying to free the hostages that Hamas has. Is it Ben Shapiro? No. Is it Lindsey Graham? No. So you don't get a secure border, Israel does. You don't get a secure border, Ukraine does. You get your economy devastated as we pay. I mean, Ukraine is basically a proxy state of the United States at this point. We pay their government. We pay all their politicians. We're paying for everything. And now it's going to be the same situation in Israel? And Lindsey Graham wants us to be involved in a holy war? It's disgusting. How much stock in Raytheon or Lockheed Martin or General Dynamics or Boeing does Lindsey Graham have? I'd like to know that. Would you? I'd like to know. That's an interesting one for me. And now, and you guys can play some of the clips. I've gone long in this segment. You've got massive pro-Palestine demonstrations happening in Michigan. You've got massive pro-Israel demonstrations happening in New York. You got both groups calling for the genocide of the other group, all from the peace and prosperity of the Christian nation of the United States of America. I can't get over this one. I got to be honest. I just can't get over it. You flee your war-torn countries because you don't want to live in war-torn countries. You come for peace and prosperity in the United States of America, and you bring your same culture, holy war, to our country, and the Americans just go along for the ride.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.